Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, it's time to come clean.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do I have to?
Oh, my gosh. Is that going to be TMI time?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do that today.
Oh, no. Well, but we have to, because we're going to be talking about clean eating. You know.
Oh, that. This okay. Is, that's different.
Know, this is, yeah, we'll save that other one for another show. Do you know, clean eating is a phrase that gets kicked around in so many women's magazines. It's like, I'm going to come clean. I'm going to do some clean eating. I was so clean today. What right. in the heck does that mean? It can mean all kinds of things. And today, Chris Freitag is a top fitness expert and contributing editor to Prevention Magazine. And she's the author of Get Started with Clean Eating, a 14-day guide to better health. Chris, tell us about your clean eating.
Well, hello, ladies. Thank you so much for having me today. And I laugh at your come clean. and you're right. Clean eating is not new, Pam. Like you said, it's not like it's, you know, my idea. But what does clean mean? Well, for me, clean means not being perfect. And clean means enjoying food. And clean means having a plan. So what I try to tell people is try to eat more food that comes from a plant, animal, or a tree, and less that comes from a box, a bag, or a fast food restaurant. Just start there. Start with, and that's why I love talking to kids, because they are so animated and cute when you say, have you eaten anything that came from a plant today? And they, you know, you see their brains turning and they're raising their hands. Plants, animals, and trees. Just start from there. If you're a vegan or vegetarian, then you skip the animal part. And less from fast food restaurants, bags, and boxes.
You know, when I hear the word clean, I'm thinking, you mentioned the P word, perfect. Right? I think a lot of people, when they hear the word clean, think they have to be perfect. Like, I was just squeaky clean with my eating today. Where are you coming from on that whole perfection thing? Because you know women are perfectionists if we're not
doing it
perfectly.
Not.
Oh, no, stop it. You know what I'm talking about. We're extremists. We're either perfect or we're completely off the wagon.
Exactly. We're at one extreme or the other.
Well, okay, so one of my favorite mottos is strive for progress, not perfection. I wrote a whole blog about overcoming perfection, because I was also a perfectionist when I was younger, realizing that it really sets you up for disappointment and discouragement, that it's okay not to be perfect. And I tell my kids that all the time. You don't have to be perfect, but I want you to try, and I want you to do the best you can with what you have. And that, to me, is important. When it comes to clean eating, you don't have to be perfect. Someone asked me that today after, it's funny that I was going to be talking to you, because someone after my spinning class today said, so Chris, how clean is your diet? And I said, well, let's define clean. So we had a little conversation. Here's what I like to tell people. Take that word diet. Nobody likes the word diet. People follow diets, and then they come right off of them, right? Those four letters, rearrange them and edit what you eat. Edit your choices instead of always being on a diet.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I really, really like that. And there was one point that you brought up in your wonderful book, this guide, and it was cook your own meals. You know, we've revisited this on other shows as well, this cook your own meal thing. So many women now are just doing the whole processed food thing, right. You know, grab and go, dashboard dining, just grabbing it. And, you know, you're sort of forced to really put some thought into what you're putting in your mouth when you're preparing it, when you have to really sit down and plan it and grocery shop for it and go through all of those steps. It's also great to take kids along with this as well. But, you know, I just breaks my heart when I see so little cooking going on out there, because I think that would solve a lot of our problems, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you hear Michael Pollan talks about, I think his new book is called Cook, you know, get back and start cooking.
Oh, I have it. Oh, it's wonderful.
Is it good? I have to buy it.
It's awesome. It's an awesome book. And I have to tell you, I'm such a proponent of this, because I, like all of you, like both of you and like many who are listening, we're busy. I'm working full-time. I'm traveling all the time.
Exactly.
But I try my best when I'm home to cook at home, because you're in charge of what goes on that food and how it is prepared, like you said. And at restaurants, what people don't know is there are a lot of tricks. Americans love the taste of sugar and, you know, salt. So
and
what do
salt.
They do at restaurants? They cover things in sugar and salt yeah. because people like it.
Yep.
So, you know, when you cook at home, you learn a lot about food. It becomes something that can even be a family ritual. If you plan ahead, you can make dinner. I always challenge people. You can make dinner in 10 minutes if you have a plan.
Yeah, and it doesn't take that much. It truly doesn't. It's also cheaper, let alone healthier, because it really hits these other points you made, which is eat whole foods. Well, what do you think you know, bake from scratch and cook from scratch? It's got to be whole foods. You know, Michael Pollan, to your point, also agrees with me when I say that these refined processed foods are science fair projects. He calls them food-like products, because they're not.
Right.
I mean, come on, Twinkie, Ho-Ho, give me a break. And when you eat the whole foods, you're trying to avoid the processed foods, eliminating as best you can refined sugar. Do remember, it is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's in ketchup, even.
Everything.
And you're also a proponent of eating 5 or 6 small meals a day. And there's been so many, you know, ideations on this. Now we have the people who are saying, you know, fast 2 days of the week and have one gigantic meal. I mean, it's so confusing out there.
Oh,
tell
my
us
God.
Why you're saying eat 5 or 6 meals a day.
I don't ever believe in that, fast for 2 days and then eat one gigantic. I would eat my arm before I'd fast for 2 days.
I'm with you.
The visual on that one was ugly, but
I love food and I love variety. So I think you get caught up in all these weird, you know, okay, do this, then do that. I think, you know, if you're hungry, you should eat. I'm a proponent of 3, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then a couple snacks in between. And if you're hungry, grab some nuts, grab some yogurt, grab a piece of fruit. It's you know, nature's food. It's right there for you. Pack things in your bag so you're ready to go. All right. The meals in my guide are delicious and tasty and different. There's nothing worse than someone saying, okay, for the next 14 days, you're going to eat steamed chicken and broccoli. Now, I love steamed chicken and broccoli, but not 14 days in a row. And my family won't eat that either. So, you know, variety, spices, clean eating can be fun. Spices, herbs, you know, creating all different kinds of plants and animals. And if you eat meat products, eating lean meat products, and you can create unbelievable meals. It does not have to be boring.
Yeah, and it could be very, very rewarding because you're trying to reclaim the reward center that's been hijacked by all the addictive foods, as I mentioned in my book, The Hunger Fix. You know, we're looking at sugary, fatty, salty, nasty food combos that are constantly, you know, getting you hooked and hacking into that reward center. And everything that you're saying here really helps us understand how to be able to navigate around that and reclaim that part of the brain again and realize that there are different types of sweet, wonderful, tasty, delicious foods out there, and by learning how to play with them, you could really, really, you know, satisfy yourself. You could learn more from Chris Freitag in her wonderful book, Get Started with Clean Eating, a 14-day guide to better health. And please make certain to go to her website, chrisfreitag.com. Lots of downloadables and ebooks for you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on with you guys. And I'm you know, I'm so passionate about food. I like to tell the moms out there, do not give up hope. When my kids were little, I would constantly talk to them about, this is healthy, this has this, this has that. And a lot of times they would ignore me or act like they didn't care.
Right, right.
But now my kids as grown adults, I see
wonderful.
Them, you know, they're like repeating it all and taking it all to heart now. So never
great.
Give up.
Thank
on
you, Chris.
A healthy family.
Just
thank
the
you,
best.
Yep. Thank you, Chris. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.